You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. Well, caring for small children is not an easy profession, but it is an important one. So important that the Association for the Education of Young Children and Hlinkit and Haida Central Council have teamed up to offer a training program as well as scholarships and other incentives. Joining us now, Blue Scheibler from AEYC, your Professional Development Specialist. Hi, Blue.
Hi, Shelley.
And Sarah Dipdahl with Hlinkit and Haida's Vocational Training and Resource Center. Hello, Sarah.
Good afternoon.
Thanks both of you so much for joining me today. Blue and Sarah, how important is it for early child care professionals to have the correct training for the job? Sarah, I'll let you chime in first.
Thank you for that question. The opportunity to have child development associate training for our providers is one, it's important and it provides an opportunity for our child care providers and those that are interested to be in the field to receive the training to provide that high quality and effective service. But it also, by having a CDA credential, it allows for an opportunity for providers and those interested to have the opportunity for potential increased compensation.
Oh, that's a great point. Blue, what would you add to that?
Yeah, I would echo what Sarah said. You know, children's early experiences and the quality of their care and relationships are really critical during their first 5 years of life. So when you enter the field of early education and childcare, you play a really critical role in having what could be a positive lifelong impact on the lives of children. And so we feel like it's really important that you approach this work from a place of knowledge and effective teaching practices. And the CDA credential is just a key stepping stone on a path of career advancement in the field.
Now, this type of work, it may have regular hours or it may not, but it's not really the kind of job where you can just clock in and go through the motions. So apart from training, how important is it to be passionate about the job as well? Blue, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
It's really important. And most people that do this work and stick with it, passion is really the main reason that they do it. And I think if you approach this work with passion, the children pick up on it and families and your coworkers, and it just helps provide that positive environment we want our children to be learning and growing in.
Sarah, what would you add to that?
I don't think I could, you know, articulate it any better than what Blue has shared is that. One, I think our child care providers and those that are in this field are there because of their tremendous care for our young ones and have that understanding of how critical those years are of our young ones knowing how loved and nurtured they are.
That's a really good point because for better or worse, most of us remember our first teachers. I know that I do. And working with kids at such an impressionable age is a big responsibility. So your upcoming training will help prepare child care professionals for work in this field. Sarah, would you like to tell us more about the upcoming course?
Yeah, so the upcoming CDA Child Development Associate Boot Camp is scheduled to take place May 3rd through August 2nd. It will be Monday through Friday, you know, with general hours from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Those that participate will be getting about 600 hours, both of course time and also time in the field working in child care centers.
And because a lot of training is involved in pursuing a career in this field, it may feel out of reach for some, even if they are great candidates for the job. So, Blue, how can AEYC help out with that?
Well, we are so lucky to be partnering with the Vocational Training and Resource Center for this. So the VTRC has a really lovely classroom where we will be giving instruction and guidance, and we are also offering scholarships for the fees that the BTRC, the registration fees, and we are offering a graduation bonus after people complete the credential. And then we're also working to sort of pair interns with the child care programs in the community and make sure it's a good fit. And then we are here to coach them throughout the whole process and give all the support needed. So it really is sort of an entry level opportunity to get into the field and be supported in any way needed.
AEYC is really offering a lot of incentive for professionals to take this course. Does that indicate it's been difficult to find and recruit these and retain these positions in the past?
You know, that has been a little bit affected by the pandemic. You know, when schools were closed, some childcare programs closed, I think people might feel a little bit weary about getting into the field of caring. So we are trying to help that. But in general, it's been a field that struggles with some turnover and retention issues. And so this is aimed at sort of helping those things.
Yeah. Sarah, anything to add to what Blue just said about recruitment, retention of childcare professionals? I know in Juneau, it's probably never been easy to find childcare. It seems like the professionals are in pretty high demand.
Yeah, I would just say, I think there's, you know, coming prior to the pandemic, are the childcare, the need for childcare and quality childcare was, you know, a priority for our community and a need. And so coming out of the pandemic, we know that's still a need, very much a need. And so we want to, one, provide a training opportunity for individuals in our community that want to go into this field and help, you know, provide and fill a gap within our community for services, because we know that childcare, it's a ripple effect, as if we don't have adequate childcare or spaces for childcare or those qualified to provide these services, that it affects other parts and industries in our community. And so creating this opportunity, this training opportunity for the individuals, but then also the community benefit. And like Blue was saying, is that there is funding opportunities and for the Vocational Training and Resource Center, if people are interested in registering or want additional information, they can visit our website, or they can call Krista Staveland at 907-463-7375 or email her at info@vtrc.org.
Yeah, it sounds like the upcoming course will really provide attendees with a lot of resources, a certification, even job placement assistance. So if any of our listeners are interested or know someone who's interested, please contact our guest today. Now, is there anywhere online where we can find out more information or register?
Yes, you can go to register online and get more information. You can go to www.cthita-nsn.gov. Under info and events for the CDA bootcamp. So that really is Klinka and Haida's website under info and events.
CDA bootcamp might indicate how intense this course is. Well, thanks both of you so much for joining me today. Is there anything else that either of you would like to add before we say goodbye? Blue, I'll check in with you first.
I would just tell your listeners that it's a really exciting time to enter the field of child care and early childhood education. Child care workers have been recognized and appreciated as essential workers since the pandemic started, and we've really started to see huge investments at all levels of government into this sector. And I think we're going to start seeing this work really move forward into viable lifelong careers. And now is your opportunity to get in on that.
And Sarah, you get the last word.
Oh, I think Blue just did a phenomenal job, and we're just really excited to be partnering with AEYC and to provide this opportunity. And we look forward to seeing people and hearing from people that are interested and however we can help, you know, register or provide more information.
All right. Well, gunashchish to both of you for speaking with me today, and lots of luck with the course coming up.
Gunashchish, have a good day.
You as well.